Hello, and welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans. I'm David Bailey, and over the past nearly 12 years, this podcast has taken on many forms, from interviews and audio diaries to cultural snapshots and expat reflections. You might notice some different podcast names mentioned along the way, but it's all part of the same journey, one that explores life, people, and stories from this fascinating region I now call home. If you're enjoying the listen, I'd love it if you left a quick review or rating wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps others discover the show. And if something in the episode sparks your interest or curiosity, why not drop me a message? I always enjoy hearing from listeners. I always reply.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pacinovich Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans, the podcast that takes you on a captivating journey into the heart of Bosnia and Herzegovina and the wider Western Balkans. Each episode, we delve into the rich history, vibrant culture, and hidden gems of this beautiful country. Through engaging conversations and personal anecdotes, we aim to bridge the gap between the Balkans and the rest of the world. So sit back, relax, and get ready to be inspired, entertained, and connected.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
You're listening to the Living in Bosnia and Herzegovina podcast.
Welcome to the Living in Bosnia and Herzegovina podcast, where we talk to interesting people and hear stories from this misunderstood, heart-shaped country in Southeast Europe. Today, I chat with Peter Korchnak, who lives in Washington State in the USA and publishes the very successful Remembering Yugoslavia podcast. With a 9-hour difference between us, I get to find out the what, why, and how about Peter's podcast that's based on how people of the former Yugoslavia both remember and imagine their homeland. So, first off, who is Peter Korchnak?
You're listening to the Living in Bosnia and Herzegovina podcast.
The most important questions of all time. So my name is Peter Korchnak, as you mentioned. In Slovak, I pronounce it Peter Korchnak, which the H sound is hard to pronounce for English speakers. Anyways, I am from a country that no longer exists, Czechoslovakia. That's where I was born. That's where I spent the first third of my life, maybe a little more at this point. You know, over time, I've become, for various reasons, I guess we get into that, very interested and fascinated with the former Yugoslavia, the other country, nearby country that no longer exists. I am educated as a business person, marketing professional. I'm a writer, both for myself, for the drawer, you know, the proverbial things that no one has seen yet or will never see, as well as for various publications, including the local newspaper. I'm working on a couple of other things related to former Yugoslavia. And of course, I write the podcast scripts for the Remembering Yugoslavia podcast.
For somebody that has the background that you do, what made you want to create a podcast as you say, about a country that no longer exists?
Well, I'll start with the subject matter, right? Yugoslavia. So obviously, I am from the other disappeared country, vanished country, country that no longer exists. And as a child growing up in then communist or socialist Czechoslovakia, I always wanted to go to Yugoslavia. It was always a country where there was the sea, you know, the ice cream was so much better than ours, the Balkan ice cream. And it was just a kind of a idealized land, idealized paradise, so to speak. But I never got to. I never got to go there for a number of reasons. One of them being the cost, the other being the permit. So when you wanted to travel anywhere from Czechoslovakia, you had to apply and obviously receive, be granted an exit permit. The one for Yugoslavia was the most difficult to get. And I didn't know this at the time, but on both my mother's and father's side, some relatives had emigrated to the United States, which illegally, which was a big no-no. And so my guess or my contention is that they were considered a risk. Yugoslavia at the time was very much more open than Czechoslovakia was. And so a lot of people used that country as a kind of a way station or a way to escape to the West, way to leave, emigrate from Czechoslovakia. And so we never got to go. Of course, 1989 comes, wall comes down, Velvet Revolution in my country. You know, war breaks out in Yugoslavia a couple of years later. So by the time I could travel, Yugoslavia no longer existed. It was, parts of it were not quite visitable, so to speak. And so I, for the first time, basically went to any of the remnant or successor countries in 1988 to Croatia. There was still very visible damage from the war, military vehicles, international ones, you know, running around. So anyway, I loved it. Then in college, this was already in college. Then in college, I started meeting people while traveling from the region, made really good friends, started traveling to Belgrade in the late 90s, wrote my thesis at the master's program at Central European University, comparing the two dissolutions, comparing the dissolution of Czechoslovakia, and we learned a lot from Yugoslavia, comparing the dissolution of Czechoslovakia and Yugoslavia. From there on, you know, that was kind of solidified the interest. You know, of course, there's the cultural element, the movies of Emir Kusturica of old, particularly underground, and it just kind of went from there. And then life intervened. I met the love of my life, and while studying, moved to the United States, kind of put Yugoslavia on hold, so to speak, but Yugoslavia kept coming back. She did not put me on hold. And so at some point I resumed or picked it back up as a kind of a passion and continuing to explore everything. And of course, by then the memory of the country has evolved. You know, I saw that the discourse is different from, you know, decade and a half back when I had been, you know, researching. And so I just became fascinated more with the memory of the country rather than the dissolution or the just pure history. And found podcasting during the pandemic actually to be a good way to capture some of those stories.
Podcasting, I think, is the to-go-to platform at the moment. You know, it takes some technical skills to make a podcast really listenable. In some ways, it's slightly more difficult than it is to make a vlog. I think it's a lot easier just to show people what is going on. But to be a practitioner in what I like to call the theatre of the mind takes a certain different level of creativity. How difficult was it for you? I mean, you're, as you say, there you are as a writer, you have this passion. You know, to craft something in pure audio form, from scripts to mixing and everything else. Was it difficult for you to acquire those skills, or are you one of those rare individuals where it sort of like comes pretty easy?
I enjoy learning new things. I don't like sitting still, as my wife would testify. And I always want to learn new things, always want to go further, explore deeper, etc. And so writing is awesome. It's actually much more difficult than many people realize, for me anyways. And so once I realized, okay, podcasting might be the route to go, I basically just researched, looked into how it works technically, what equipment you need, what kind of process you need to follow in order to produce a piece of audio recording, looked into different formats. And if you listen to the podcast, you'll see there are different formats of episodes. And so I just went from there and just played around and tried to figure out the best way to do it. You know, there's information online about all this. I was exploring podcasting some maybe 12 years ago when it first kind of emerged, when blogging was big. So I was an avid blogger, and I still occasionally dabble. And podcasting was this new thing. And I actually will confess that when I was invited to co-produce a podcast with somebody, this was kind of a business side of things. When I was running my own marketing organization, I said, I don't see a future in podcasts. That's like, it's just too much work for the outcome, or for the, you know, too low of an ROI, you know. And I think the medium has evolved. We read less, we consume in images, we consume time and audio more. Video, obviously. I could not do video. For some reason, that just seems like a big mental barrier and like something I don't want to do. But again, it's just research online, learning the best practices from others. And I will say that writing is actually a big part of podcasting for me. I record conversations, I edit tightly, I edit quite a bit, and then craft these conversations, craft these interviews into narratives about a topic. So I want to learn about the topic, I want to explore the topic, and then invite people to help me explore and help me go deeper, help me go further.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe buying us a coffee. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast.
Who are your main audience? What would you say is your typical listener?
I don't know if there's a typical one, but there have been a few surprises. You know, when I first started out, and I still consider it a passion project, so something that I do no matter what, put it out there, publish it, and then, you know, promote it on some channels, on social media, etc., and then see what happens. But I just kind of, to be honest, didn't care. And I assumed that most people will be like me. You know, I was trying to talk to people like me, people who are interested in Yugoslavia, wherever they are, whether it's people like you who are inside the country, people outside, doesn't matter. Of course, I expected that people who are from the former Yugoslavia would be interested as well. Now, what's happened has been people who are children or grandchildren of people from the region. So people exploring their family history or the history of the country that their parents or grandparents are from, who don't know much. You know, they know, oh, my parents were born there or here or there or whatever. Don't know much. They want to just learn more and explore. A lot of people kind of almost getting in touch with their Yugoslav self, so to speak, or the Yugoslav part of their identity. And so that's been a kind of a very interesting and fascinating and in many ways the most heartfelt segment.
Peter, you cover historical things, current topics, even down to food. And one of the things that, you know, is my love-hate relationship here, and it depends on the time of year, and that time of year is from November right through to February, when you have Death by Sarma. And you had a really good episode there about Sarma. As well as talking about it, do you have a passion for eating the food from the region as well?
So I would say just to comment on what you said earlier, one of the reasons why I go and I enjoy being there, you do too, is food. And, you know, some of it comes with a sense to me, with a sense of privilege. You know, when I would first start to travel, you know, I always seem to have had disposable income to travel and be there. And so absolutely a lot of people, as you know, there are some episodes I've done and I will do in the future about the exodus of people from the countries of former Yugoslavia. People are trying to leave. There are people who are trying to stay and fight in a good way, not in a armed way, and make their societies, make their cultures, make their countries better. There is a level, or I'm always aware and sometimes painfully aware of a kind of a privilege that I have as someone who is not from there to begin with, even though I'm from a central European country that experienced the worst socialism at the time. There's that part of it that kind of always is in the back of mind or ever present, or a little devil on the shoulder or whatever. But the food is one of the reasons I like going, because it seems to me there's much higher importance placed on food as part of the culture. Like food is much more embedded in some ways in cultures. Mention Sarma, that's home to so many people wherever they are around the world who are from that area, you know. And so if I have my national food is much less diverse in many ways, but if I have brinzové halušky, I don't feel that way necessarily. Like, yeah, it's something from my culture, it's something from my country, or even other, you know, traditional dishes. I don't feel that same way that people from that region feel about Sarma or about burek, some of the other dishes. And so the embeddedness of food in the culture is really fascinating to me. I try to capture some of that.
This is a question that I'm sure there'll be a pause, and rightfully so. Of all the episodes so far in the Remembering Yugoslavia podcast, what episode are you most proud of? Do you have a favorite? One that you particularly think, wow, I hit the mark there?
There are actually two types. One is where there's a narrative, when there's a story, where there's, you know, point A to point B. For example, the episode about the Yugoslav mail art. So the artist from Uruguay who lives in Slovenia, who discovered some male artists, you know, explored that history and where things are now. So that's the kind of a narrative, like almost like revealing a mystery, right? The story of the Galaxia computer, where Croat living in New York decided to build the Galaxia computer for himself and you know, explored the Yugoslav computer IT industry through that. That was fascinating. So I really like exploring a kind of a narrative, really narrative rather than just subject matter. The other type and I have fewer of those, are the kind of on-site, the travel ones. Like when I went to Mini Yugoslavia, I spoke with the current director and the founder and, you know, toured the place and was able to report from the place. And so the other one was the other favorite. And this actually probably would be my favorite because this was the reason why I went to the region for my first trip as part of this project, was to go to the Dan Republika, the Day of the Republic celebration in Jajce. And so I recorded a bunch of footage there, interviews, etc. afterwards as well, made it into kind of a narrative. And that was really my I would have to talk myself into saying that this is probably one of my favorites, because it has both the story, it has the on the ground reporting. And so it makes me just kind of reminds me that the upcoming trip that I'm taking, this will be the kind of the core of what I do there for the podcast. Try to record from location and bring those places closer to the listener. Because it's one thing to speak with people virtually, remotely over X number of time zones, and it's another to be there and record the ambient sound, the crowds and the trams and the cars going by and stuff like that. Those would be my favorite. You know, I can't say who's the best or who's the favorite, unfortunately.
I was going to talk about future plans, but you've alluded already that, you know, you're coming back to the region. Do you have any focus points already in mind in the plan?
Yes. So as that first was the Dan Republike, the focus of this one is Dan Mladosti. So the Day of Youth commemoration or celebration in Kumrovec, Croatia, now Croatia. That's the focal point. That's actually right at the very end, a couple of days before I leave, very end of the trip. So I look forward to that. I will stay in Belgrade for almost 2 weeks and then just kind of really road trip it through the area. And of course, food. I'm going to eat a lot and enjoy the heck out of it. You know, burek for breakfast, lunch and dinner type thing sometimes.
Peter, it's been an absolute blast talking to you. And as I say, for people that are listening, you must check out, and there'll be links in the show notes below, to Peter's fantastic podcast, which is Remembering Yugoslavia. You'll get to find out information that you didn't know. And I have to say to you as well, Peter, that I pick up nuggets out of the podcast and I drop them in over dinner here. And I seem to come off as being the expert. My cover gets blown very quickly when they ask the follow-up question, and I said, well, I don't remember hearing that, but yeah, it's been a blast having you here today. Thank you so much for giving up your time, and yeah, if we can get together, it'd be nice to sit down with some ambience, with a pivo. I know you shouldn't really broadcast or record when drinking, but heck.
I look forward to trying that out. I want to do that. Like, hey, you know the show Drunk History, the TV show? That's basically, they're telling a history story, but they're increasingly, the host or whoever and the guest, they get increasingly drunk. And so they're basically telling the story and it just becomes this funny, funny thing. So maybe I'll do a Drunk History Remembering Yugoslavia podcast episode.
Okay. Stay safe wherever you are. Let's hope that
thank you.
Things can progress as we want. And yeah, stay safe, mate. That's Peter Korchnak from the Remembering Yugoslavia podcast. To find out more about Peter and his podcast, please do check out the show notes that accompany this podcast. Also, please do leave a review and share this podcast with friends or anyone who you think might be interested. Until next time then, please do stay safe wherever you are. And thanks again for listening.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe buying us a coffee. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again and see you next time.
And that's a wrap for this podcast. We hope you've enjoyed finding out a little more about both Bosnia and Herzegovina and the wider Western Balkans. If you've enjoyed this journey as much as we enjoy bringing it to you, please take a moment to leave us a review and subscribe to our podcast. Your feedback helps us tremendously and makes a huge difference. Thank you once again for joining us, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
You're listening to An Englishman
in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pacinovic Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans. So that's it for this one. Thanks for keeping me company. If you enjoyed the episode, maybe share it with a friend who might like it too. And if you've got thoughts, questions, or just want to say hello, you can always reach out. Also, if you'd like to support the podcast and help me keep telling these stories, you can drop a little tip via Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the show notes. Even a euro or two makes a big difference. So that's it then. Take care, and I'll catch you in the next episode.